Chapter 6. Lexi got to the bakery bright and early the next morning. She had to meet Nan's at 10 and wanted enough time to get the morning baking done and everything set up before leaving Cassie alone for the morning. It would be easier for Cassie if she could focus on waiting on customers and not have to run back into the kitchen to check on things in the oven. Lexi was bent over the oven taking out a batch of whoopie pie cakes when Cassie came in through the back door. She picked a pink gingham vintage apron off the pegs where several were hanging by the back door. Lexi smiled at the contrast of Cassie's nose ring, multi-studded earlobes, and aqua-tipped spiked hair against the old-fashioned gingham apron. "I've been dying to find out about this case you guys are on," Cassie said, as she pulled ingredients for blueberry muffins, milk, blueberries, butter, out of the fridge. At the Cup and Cake, they typically baked fresh pastries at various times during the day when the cafe was slow, but in the mornings, they always made fresh muffins for the morning crowd. "This one's a little different because the police think they already have the killer in custody." Lexi told her about the case, including their visit to jail and the current theory about the corn muffins. While she mixed up cream, vanilla, and sugar for the whipped filling for the middle of the whoopie pies. "The victim was in the Circo Acrobata? Have you seen the show?" Cassie asked.
"No."
Lexi tested the cakes to see if they'd cooled enough, then flipped them upside down and started spreading the filling.
"Is it like a circus? Muriel McGuire mentioned something about trapezes and stuff."
"Sort of. They have high wire acts, trapezes, and lots of dance and acrobatics. Good music. It's kind of classy, like that Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas."
"Really?
It's hard to picture Mario Blondini doing anything classy.
Helen was so mad at him yesterday, I thought she was going to spit."
Cassie grinned. "Is the presidential race getting heated?"
"Yeah.
You'd think they were running for president of the country, not just the community center." Cassie carefully poured the batter into Teflon muffin cups. "Well, I hope she wins. I wouldn't want Blondini in there. In fact, I thought it was odd he was running. Guess he's bored since he retired from the show. But part of me wonders if he's up to something. I've heard rumors." Lexi was all ears.
"What kinds of rumors?"
"Oh, just that maybe they were involved in some shady stuff, like that big heist that happened a few months ago."
"Really?
Ruth ran into an old friend of Nuncio's when we visited the prison, and he mentioned something about a heist. Maybe Ruth's idea about talking to Vinny wasn't so far-fetched. Too bad Lexi had promised Jack she wouldn't go to the jail."
"Well, it's just rumor. Probably nothing to it."
Cassie put the blueberry muffins in the oven and started on a batch of chocolate chip. Lexi thought about that as she finished up the whoopie pies. Could the heist be related to Rosa's murder? And if so, did it have something to do with the Blondinis? Henry had said that Rosa was worried about something to do with family, but if Rosa was in on the heist, wouldn't Henry have known? Maybe she was trying to keep it from him and he found out. Would that make him mad enough to kill her? Lexi put the whoopie pies on a paper doily-lined tray, then untied her apron, vintage cherries, and slipped it over her head. Smoothing her navy blue t-shirt over her faded jeans, she glanced at the clock. "I'm supposed to meet Nan's and the ladies at 10. We're going to scope out some of the bakeries local to the scene of the crime to see if any of them sell corn muffins with sugar crystals." Lexi was excited about scoping out the other bakeries. She always liked to compare other bakeries to her own. Sometimes it gave her good ideas for new pastries or how to arrange them, and others, it just made her feel proud that her bakery was the nicest one in the area.
"Sounds like fun. Today should be an easy day since it's midweek. I'll man the fort." Lexi picked up the tray of whoopie pies and headed toward the front part of the bakery, where the pastry cases and cafe tables were. I was hoping you'd say that. I'll just put these in the case and open the shop on my way out. Lexi arrived at Nan's 20 minutes later, carrying a white bakery box filled with pastries she'd taken from her bakery. She knew they were going to be visiting plenty of bakeries that day, but Ida would have a conniption if Lexi showed up empty-handed. Ida answered the door and promptly relieved Lexi of the box, slipping the lid open and peeking in on the way to the dining room table, where everyone was sipping coffees. Hi, dear. Nance gestured toward an empty chair. Have a seat. Ruth was just mapping out our route to the confection connection. Lexi sat while Ida piled the pastries on a platter. Ida took an almond croissant for herself and then passed the tray around. So, did you find out anything interesting from Jack? Nans asked. He wasn't familiar with the case, but said he'd look into it, Lexi said. I did find out something interesting from Cassie, though. Nans paused the bran muffin she'd chosen halfway to her mouth. Oh, do tell. Lexi picked a snickerdoodle from the pastry tray and broke off a small piece. She said she heard some rumor that the circus the Blondinis belonged to was involved in some heist. Ruth perked up. The heist that sent Vinny to the can? Nans looked at Ruth. The can? What kind of talk is that? I think you hung around with Nuncio too much. Ruth pulled out her iPad. I told you we should go back and talk to Vinny. He could be a wealth of information. Let's see what I can find out about this heist. In light of this new news, maybe we should add a visit to Vinny to our list, Nan said. Lexi broke off a bigger piece of cookie. Jack made me promise I wouldn't go back to the prison. It was a condition of him looking into the case. She shoved the piece of cookie into her mouth. Nans made a face. Oh, well, we wouldn't want you to go back on a promise. Maybe we'll go without you if we deem it necessary. There's only one heist I can find mentioned here, Ruth said as she tapped on the surface of the iPad. The Broadmoor heist. You know, that big mansion on the hill with a great mountain view? I heard about that, Helen said. Someone stole a bunch of antiques, and the police have no leads. No leads? Ida looked interested. Maybe we should expand our repertoire and solve that case, too. The ladies normally only solved murder cases, but Lexi could see by the way they were considering it, they wouldn't mind branching out into burglaries. Let's just focus on the one we have for now, Nan said. But maybe after we solve Rose's murder, if nothing else of interest comes up, we can solve that case too. The two might be related if the Blondinis did have something to do with the heist, Lexi said. What did they steal? Just some vases and paintings, old ones worth a lot, Ruth said. Doesn't seem very smart to me. It's hard to sell that stuff because it's too recognizable. At least, that's what Nuncio told me. Even more reason it could be the Blondinis, Helen said. They aren't that smart. Good point. Nan started clearing the table. We'll keep that under consideration. For now, though, I say we get over to the confection connection. The sooner we find the place that sells those muffins, the sooner we can cross that clue off our list.